BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
As unemployment figures hit a 17-year high, we've got back in touch today with someone who got a lot of you angry when he was on Newsbeat before.
Smoking is something to do when there's nothing to do. I spend my job search time just looking on job search sites, but to be honest, you can only stare at the same list so long before it's just meaningless text.
That's Ben from Royal Wootton Bassett. He's been out of work since 2008. And told us he spends his days smoking and playing computer games. Lots of you contacted us after hearing Ben saying he was lazy. So we put one of you in touch with him. Hear that in a minute. First, let's go through these latest figures. Our politics reporter Dave Howard is here.
Well, Chris, these numbers are up again, as you say. There are 16,000 more jobless 16 to 24-year-olds out there, according to these official figures. 1.04 million under 25s are now out of work, while that 17-year high for total unemployment figures sees almost 2.7 million adults looking for jobs.
The government's claiming that there are some encouraging signs, though.
Well, it was the smallest quarterly increase since May of last year. Ministers say much of the youth unemployment rise is down to students looking for part-time jobs. They claim the actual number of young people getting job seekers allowance has actually slightly improved. So now, back to 25-year-old Ben, who has been out of work since 2008. One of those who texted us was 22-year-old Samina from Barry in South Wales. We got the pair of them together at Ben's flat.
Good morning.
Hi, Ben.
Nice to meet you. Come on in.
Samina was unemployed too for nearly 4 months before finding a job, so she reckons she can offer good advice to someone in Ben's position. First, she says, put more effort in.
Sorry, Ben, I know it's so much to ask for, and it will actually turn into like a 24/7 thing.
The problem is I then increase my food intake because of the increased calorie burn. I then have to spend X amount on transport.
They do give you job seekers allowance. That's what it's for. It's to pay for things like to get on the bus and to go into town and to put the effort in. It's not to sit at home and to spend on games and to spend on smoking.
Smoking is the one regular luxury I allow myself. This is the first game I've bought in over 2 years. It is tedious.
So's going to work in a job that you don't want to be doing. Forget everything that's happened. Act like your job ended yesterday.
I did that at the start and it wore me down.
Personally, I found that volunteering. And even now, I'm working 37 hours a week and I do volunteering on top of that.
I've done work placements for the job centre before, so I've got the experience there. You know, I've been in a hotel, I've gone back to a shop, I've done admin work.
You've almost like made up your opinion and you don't want to shake it. If nothing changes, how can you expect something to happen?
I suppose I just gave up expecting something to happen a while back. This is my life. This is what I know.
But you don't have to accept it.
I don't know. I tell myself everything's all right and I carry on. The next day I tell myself it's all right and I carry on. And then the next day and the next day. And the next.
More from them later on in the programme, and more from you too if you text us your thoughts on 81199 or start a post on Twitter with @BBCNewsBeat.